Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, you don't want to miss this. Have you ever heard of a football team losing by 100 points? Well, for week one, DraftKings is ensuring that even if Kansas City were to lose in a historic fashion, you'd still cash your bet. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN to take advantage of the no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN. Get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Mr. Greg, how are we doing today?
It's another week, Jim. We should be talking about the first, the build-up to the opener for Penn State football, but we're not. But we have plenty of other things to talk about, because as you just said before we hopped on the air here, Jim, this Big Ten decision is the gift that keeps on giving for people who like to gab about college football and Penn State football and the Big Ten like we do.
Yeah, it's not exactly the stuff we want to talk about. We'd rather be talking about a game coming up this weekend, but it does seem like every week they give us something new to talk about, and I swear every time some more information comes out, it makes this Big Ten decision look even worse. This week, it became public, apparently because the Nebraska players who have the lawsuit against the Big Ten, the Big Ten finally decided they're going to let us know the vote on this, and apparently the vote was 11-3 in favor of canceling the fall season. And it just leads me to a couple quick questions, Greg, for you with this revelation. First of all, so there's a vote that was 11-3. How in the world does Sandy Barber not know this?
Yeah.
Next, so the Minnesota president says in her mind there was no vote per se.
Right.
How do these people throw this stuff out there like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, two different Big Ten officials, one Kevin Warren, a commissioner, and another a president, signed an affidavit that was submitted in that case that is how we learned of this information. But, Jim, yeah, I don't – it's very hard for me to reconcile how a president who supposedly voted yes said there was a per se not a vote. It can be very, it's very odd to me that Sandy Barber said, I haven't been told if there was a vote. And now the Big Ten is swearing under oath in court that there was a vote. So how did she not know that? That's a question that would need to be answered. And I mean, when you talk about voting 11-3, you know, I guess my question would be, how exactly did this vote take place? Was there actually a vote, or was it 11 presidents saying we should cancel this thing? So by per se, they weren't voting, but they were all on the same page, and three who weren't. To me, that's the most likely scenario here. But, you know, we've also seen the reports that have come out, Jim, that say that, you know, if they would have waited a week and voted again, the vote would be different. And so it again just cast a horrible light on this whole situation and scenario. And you know, again, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will have even more explaining to do if these other leagues get off the ground as expected to. I mean, we just saw the first game of the season over the weekend with Austin, PA, and whoever they played. I can't remember, but I did have the under, so there's that. But yeah, I just think that, again, it seems like every week, Jim, we should have a different way of starting this show. And yet every week there's a new, different piece of information that comes out that we can't ignore and we have to discuss because it's so bizarre and so ridiculous for one to think that, you know, they continually mess up the messaging on this. And you know what? If it would have just came out the day that they made this decision public and said we voted 11-3, or if they would have said 11 schools didn't want to play, 3 did, and here's how we arrived at that decision, here's the medical info to back it up, Jim, we wouldn't be talking about this. It'd be done and over with. But instead, they bungled it, and that's that.
That's exactly it, Greg. None of us would have been happy about the vote, even if they came out and explained it. But at least we would have understood how they came about that decision. So my next question, you know, it's like I said, how does Sandy Barber not know? How in the world? And, you know, we then heard from the Minnesota president. So somebody is, if not lying, they're certainly covering up how things actually happened. And I'm not sure what the difference is between a formal 11-3 vote and a situation where 11 people indicated their vote is to cancel and 3 other people indicated that they don't want to cancel. We call that a vote, okay?
Right.
That's a vote. No matter what you want to call it, it's a vote. And my other question in all this is, how in the world does Eric Barron, along with all the other presidents, how in the world do they get away with voting to cancel the season and never getting out from under his desk to explain the vote? How yeah. in the world does he get away with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really is. I think that, you know, I think that, again, the fact that we're finding out all this through court documents because 8 Nebraska football players, and it could be more now, but at least 8 decided to sue the Big Ten to try and get an injunction against this decision, which, Jim, I don't think that any of those 8 players or their families entered that lawsuit with the idea or the thought that that it was going to actually overturn the Big Ten decision, because I think, you know, obviously the court's going to look at it and say, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic and they made a decision based on health and safety related to that pandemic. And you don't have to agree with it, but they made a decision that they thought was in the best interest of long-term health and safety. And so I don't think that they really anticipated winning this lawsuit, but what they did want to do, there's no doubt in my mind, is try and get some of this information out of the Big Ten and force the Big Ten to come to the table and discuss it. So, certainly they seem to have worked that has worked so far, and we'll see what else they learn before this thing either gets dismissed or makes it to discovery or makes it to court or whatever happens.
Considering that they got some of this information out already and the reaction of the fan base and everybody else with a stake in this is about what you would expect, which is how in the world does it get to this point?
Right.
Could some of this information help influence them when we start to talk about, can we play in the fall or in the winter or the spring? Can this continual blowback influence the decision they make the next time around?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think that one thing we've come to find here is that the players now know that they can organize and have a voice. And again, it doesn't mean that everything they want will happen, and it doesn't mean that they will always have a seat at the table. But I think they have learned throughout all this that, you know what, we can come together and put our demands, if you will, out there, or the things that we want to see happen out there, and do it as a collective front. Even though they're not a collective bargaining group, even though they're not a union per se, you know, they've learned they can do that. And the coaches, you know, you saw the reports that came flying out, believe it was at the end of last week, about, you know, the coaches are meeting about maybe trying to start the season sooner. And there's talks of Thanksgiving and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, the coaches, again, don't really have a complete say here. But I think they have now realized, too, that, hey, look, we can come together and make our voices heard. So I think a lot of, you know, what will change moving forward is, you know, the conference, there's going to be feedback from these guys within the conference. There's no question about that. And I think Kevin Warren learned a valuable lesson, which is that you need to give all of the people at the table, an opportunity to speak. And it doesn't sound like they did that. And that's part of the reason they're getting slammed as hard as they were and are, because they weren't transparent about how this came to be. And if I was Kevin Warren too, I would not be thrilled with the university presidents, Jim. Because if they did vote 11-3, there's a lot of people who just slammed Kevin Warren over and over again. And he is far from blameless in this thing, but there's also 11 other people who voted for this outcome to take place. And I can't really tell you if I saw any of them speaking publicly beyond maybe a couple of questions or maybe a release statement to people in the media about how this all happened. So he got hung out to dry pretty good by that group as well, who, if you believe the court documents, which I don't know if we have any choice but to at this point, maybe not, we'll see. But at this very moment, I think you got to take him at face value. And there were 11 presidents who voted to postpone this thing, then they should have been out standing behind their choice as well.
Well, another thing that came out in these revelations was that the vote, they had to have at least a 60% vote to cancel the season, which, and I was under the understanding there'd be no math, but apparently that takes 9 votes out of the 14. So in other words, they were 3 votes away from not canceling. And now we're here. We've since heard talk of perhaps 6 teams wanted to break off and play a season on their own. Well, if you had those 6 votes, you would not have had a cancellation of the season. So it could have been some of these schools that have been mentioned, like Wisconsin and Penn State and, say, Michigan. If those 3 presidents had voted not to cancel, we would still be having a season, right?
Yep. I 100% think that is the truth, Jim. And I think that obviously, again, part of me just wonders, how much I really have a hard time believing there was a true vote. And, I think that what happened was is that a majority of these ADs felt like they were on the right side of this and that they shouldn't move forward. I'm not ADs. I'm sorry. Presidents felt like they should move forward with the postponement announcement. And I think it was just the sheer power of the majority, even though they needed 9 and not, just half to get to get through the door here. I also find it interesting that information didn't trickle out until now. How was somebody in the Big Ten office not leaking this info to support this decision a long time ago? So again, a lot of the mechanics of this don't make a lot of sense. We've seen other parts of this decision-making process, coaches, players, whatever, they've been leaking stuff to the media, but the Big Ten administration and its presidents really stayed silent, and that hurt them big time in this, no question.
It definitely did, and now they are facing the music because of that. All right, Greg, that is it for quarter number 1. In quarter number 2, let's start to look forward. Could we have a fall season or a winter season or a spring season? We're going to talk about those different options. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. For week 1 of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.